Phoenix may be the first U.S. city to build a mill to remanufacture plastic containers. It's an effort to clean up one part of a global trash problem that's been mounting for decades and is only getting worse. From the KJZZ Business Desk, Heather Van Blockland reports.
That's where recycling ends for most of us. But for the city of Phoenix, this is just the beginning of the process.
Yogurt cups and different things, not the common ones like your water bottles and soda bottles, because we have good markets for those, but for other types of mixed plastics.
Joe Judice is Assistant Public Works Director for the city of Phoenix. He's in the process of collecting bids from contractors so Phoenix can remanufacture specific plastic containers into new goods and also fuel.
Phoenix's approach is, hey, we want to develop a new markets, ideally domestic markets, and frankly, we'd love to have something right here in Phoenix.
It's been 6 months since China stopped importing most plastic and paper waste from U.S. cities, which it was remanufacturing and selling there. And the void left is massive. There is no other market in the world as large that consumes as much as China, not even the U.S. That means the business flow of recycling has essentially stopped worldwide, and paper and plastic are getting landfilled. Adam Fried is with the Sustainability Desk at Bloomberg.
1950, it was estimated that we created 1.7 million tons of plastic. In 2014, it was 311 million tons of plastic.
That's approximately 2 million to over 300 million tons in just the last 65 years. Odile Madden is a senior scientist with the Getty Conservation Institute.
So we had to be taught after World War II to throw things away after using it once. In fact, there is advertising that will show, advertising that suggests, hey, don't be stingy, throw that cup away and just get a new one.
And it's a relatively new problem, as noted just 50 years ago in the film The Graduate.
Plastics.
Exactly, how do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. What do you think about it?
Yes, I will.
And just in the last 20 years, it has been the rise of convenience plastic. Water bottles, straws, and cutlery used once and thrown away.
This disposable culture, I mean, it's not only plastic beverage containers. We have aluminum ones, we have glass bottles. But what have we lost as a people by carrying around our beverages and our snacks all the time by ourselves? Eating on the go. We lose something.
Coca-Cola is getting around in big 2-liter plastic bottles these days. That's a lot of Coke and a lot of smiles.
We've produced more plastic in the past 18 years of this century than in the entire century beforehand. So it's just been an exponential increase in our plastic production, consumption, and use.
Fried says even if the recycling industry eventually finds a way to capture more of what can be recycled, there's still the problem of landfills reaching capacity. He says Western states have about 20 years left.
Focusing on recycling once you've collected it is kind of like taking a Tylenol after you get the flu and thinking that you did everything you could to prevent yourself from being sick. You've missed the opportunity to wash your hands, to get a flu shot, to be healthy, to avoid other people who are sick. You know, that is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to how cities can more efficiently and productively collect and manage their waste streams.
A 2017 comprehensive research study on the history of plastic production says plastics outpace every other manufactured material for the past 65 years. Madden says it all comes down to our changing attitudes and expectations of what plastic actually is.
I'm expecting that container for the soda to be pretty durable, but as soon as I'm done with that soda, I want that container to go away. I expect that it will go away. So it's a cultural problem. Using durable materials as if they are disposable and then expecting that they will disappear.
Only 5 to 8% of any consumer plastic gets recycled. The bulk of the remainder gets landfilled, and has since consumer plastic products became part of society in the 1950s. Joe Judice says for Phoenix, building a plastic remanufacturing plant in town is simply about answering to what residents say they want, which is to recycle more.
The vast majority of the plastics come in have nice domestic markets for those products to be made into something else. But these mixed plastics, where we had a market for those in China, we no longer do.
So the city is now trying to find a way to deal with those plastics being tossed into the recycle bins. Proposals are due back to the city this week. In Phoenix, Heather Van Blockland, KJZZ News.